We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm feeling so sensitive. No, I'm not. That's not part of the job description. I'm filling in for the Bobster here, and no, we do not feel great sensitivity, okay? No, we are tough. We have rawhide covering ourselves here. We floss with barbed wire. That's how we handle this show. The 106.3 WORD Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and it's now 6:07, and Alex calls in from Pickens. Hello there, Alex.
How are you, Jim? I know you've read the stories on CNN and Yahoo News about people not getting large refunds this year when they file their tax returns.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're just trying to smear Trump. I mean, I'm a tax preparer. I've done scores of returns so far this year, and only three people have not gotten refunds, and two of them purposely reduced their payroll tax withholding to get more money during the year, and another was a contract worker and had no withholding. Everyone I've looked at overall has seen a lower tax burden, anywhere from like $500 to $2,500. Yeah. And the funny thing is, well, it's not funny, but peculiar, is most people in the middle class, they don't even pay federal taxes. I mean, give you an example. Married, two children, they were making $56,000. They got all their withholding back, so they paid zero federal taxes. Plus, they got another $750 back because of the child tax credit. So they had an effective tax rate that was negative. So I think there's a bit of a smear going on. There may be in high tax states like, you know, New York or California, where property taxes are high, income taxes are high, and they're limiting how much you can deduct those. You may pay more in those states, but in South Carolina, I just have not seen it yet.
All right. Well, now, according to IRS statistics here, the average tax refund issued so far this year has dropped to $1,949, which is 8.7% below the $2,135 at the same time last year. But, you know, if you get a tax refund, and as a tax preparer, you know this, that's really bad news. That means you have been giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan. I try to arrange it so that I never get a tax refund because that means that money was mine working for me.
Yeah, the key thing you have to look at, and I agree with that point, the key thing you have to look at, what was your overall tax burden? I mean, you can play around with the withholdings, and you can get more or less depending on that. But in the end, how much did you actually pay? Those numbers are going to be down. I would say for families around here, they're going to probably pay $500 to maybe $2,000 less this year versus last. That's my belief, just from what I've seen. So
if in fact your tax burden is less, would it not make sense that the amount that you are getting back would be less?
Well, it depends what happens with the withholding. I mean, they changed the withholding so that people were getting money back during the year. So if your tax rate comes down 2% and they withhold 2% less, you're going to get exactly back what you got last year. So it depends on if the company's got that right or not. So like I said, in my case, is most everybody's getting a little bit bigger refund this year.
Well, now I have also heard, and you can tell me about this, that we're getting our refunds later because in many cases Internal Revenue has not been keeping up with the new tax law, that they have been underfunded and understaffed, and the 5-week government shutdown really hit them at a hard time, so that there may be a delay in the kind of refund that you get.
There's definitely the shutdown has slowed it down, too. But also, too, there's something called the Earned Income Tax Credit. And you might have saw this maybe on 60 Minute.
Yeah.
Minutes, how they were scammers, you know, stealing people's Social Security number, creating bogus returns, and getting these huge credits or refunds back, and they were doing it early in the tax season. So what the federal government has done now, or the IRS, is they wouldn't let anybody file a return until I think January 29th. just to try to prohibit that fraud that was going on. So that may be one of the reasons you're also seeing a delay too.
Yeah.
But like I said, just by and large, I think whenever I see anything on Yahoo News, it's usually a Trump smear, and I've seen that story four or five different times. They got to be pulling the one out of five people that are actually paying more, their refund is actually going down. I don't believe it. I just haven't seen it in South Carolina.
Well, you're a tax preparer, and this is, of course, a lower tax state, so all right. Good news all the way around, Alex. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. 1-800-347-1063 is our number, 1-800-347-1063. And, yeah, again, IRS statistics would say that overall, and this, of course, covers every state, they say that tax refunds are less this year, and also they are in many cases delayed. But, again, I have a person who does my taxes because – I find that I save more money with that person than I would without because they know all the dodges. They know all the things to do. And I have found that it's much, much better to never have an income tax refund. That means that you were overpaying the government. And I'm tired of doing that. Sometimes it winds up that I do pay a refund, but it's a little – or get a refund, but it's a little amount, and it means we didn't plan correctly. So I know that a lot of people really consider that like the high point of their early spring. Oh, we got a tax refund. You overpaid the federal government. You overwithheld, for what it's worth. We toss that along to you out there. But another thing in the general category, of course, of ways to find to make the president look bad, and I think Alex and Pickens is quite correct. Over at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307, 71307. Texter says, I had a guaranteed no taxes paid thing last year, but I had to deploy to Afghanistan for that to happen. It's nice to finally keep everything you make occasionally, even if it isn't much. Wow, I didn't know that the overseas deployment would affect your taxes. Wow. Let's see, another texter says, abolish withholding and we will change things in a month. Well, that's one thing about withholding. Withholding does tend to disguise your payment of taxes. I mean, you never see it. It's pulled out of your paycheck before you get your paycheck, and you never feel it. Ronald Reagan was not a big fan of withholding. He felt that taxes should be as painful as possible to remind us that we are, in fact, paying them. And that's one of the things that the withholding does. It disguises the amount of money we're paying. You never see the money, so how do you miss it? And I agree, although it is painful to do it this way, but maybe a little pain would be helpful, seriously. Let's see, another texter says, refunds are smaller because you pay in less taxes, thus keeping more money in your check. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, and I believe that is pretty much correct in most cases. But smaller refunds and later refunds because of the shutdown, that's one part of the shutdown, maybe the only part that I actually felt. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 1063 WORD at 615. I feel welcome. Thank you so much. 6:21 is the time on this Friday afternoon. We're getting things wrapped up hereabouts. And, of course, we have the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. We'll check in with that again in a minute. But right now at the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. Here's Ralph in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Jim. When I did financial services, one of the things we would do is sit down with people and they would tell what their average return was. We would have them talk to HR to adjust that so they would get that in every check, but then we would teach them how to invest that into a SEP.
So that I'm sorry, invest it into a what?
Either a SEP IRA or into their regular 401k.
Oh, okay.
So that they could get the best benefit. Because you only see it once a year. You don't miss it.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, of course, that was the argument of President Reagan, was that we ought to miss it. We're paying taxes. It ought to at least inflict a little pain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you disagree?
I don't know about that. I'll try to avoid all pain as possible.
Well, you know, if we had no nerve endings, we would go around doing stupid things, like, you know, cutting off our fingers with a chainsaw. I mean, pain sometimes can be very helpful.
Yeah, that's right. But the pain of change is the worst.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's true. Now, what are you seeing that is new this year, let's say, as opposed to last year?
Well, I'm not in that field anymore, so I just talk to my guy, and he tells me what to do. We transferred everything a few years back into an equity-based annuity, and when the market adjusted, we didn't lose a dime. We've averaged about 7 to 9 on our return.
Are you talking about 7 to 9% annual?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty good.
The average. And it's got a top of 12 and a bottom of 4. And so we're well pleased. When everybody lost their butt in that big adjustment, we didn't lose it. He moved our money. He told us that we need to move it because he could see the market swing coming. So
you got a bottom of 4%. I mean, in this era of low interest rates, before the Fed started boosting them up, 4% would have been a windfall.
Well, that's the retirement. We were blessed to know this guy named Lee McKnight. Lee McKnight.
Well, okay, very good. I mean, that sounds pretty good. I'm impressed. All right, thanks, Ralph. I appreciate that very much. It's 6:23 now at 106.3 WORD. Here's Howie in Rutherford. Are you there, Howie?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. Yes, I'm well. Thank you.
Just real quickly, I called in because I wanted to share with you on the topic of federal withholdings.
Yeah.
This is just kind of a fun fact. I worked for years in transportation logistics kind of as a career person, and my retirement salary, I retired a couple of years ago, and when I retired, I was about $75,000. I went back to work, actually, at a call center just to kind of have a fun job and stay involved. I don't really know how not to work, so that's just sort of what I chose to do. And it's pretty interesting. I got my first check, and, you know, granted, I'm making, like, about $13 an hour, but the federal withholding was at -9.6. And, you know, if I step back and look at that now, I mean, I used to save kind of the max IRA, but my check at that, you know, dramatically reduced salary kind of surprised me because it's not that much less than what I used to take home when I was working, you know, as a full-time career person. So I was pretty, I was a little taken aback by that, and I just thought that was interesting. So I agree with the first caller who called in. He was a tax preparer. I do think that this is a really good thing for Americans, and I think, you know, hopefully we'll see several more years of it.
Well, you know, I there's never been a period in which we have had significant tax cuts that hasn't brought back more in revenue. Because things that are are taxed, people do less of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, John Kennedy learned that when he was president. Of course, John Kennedy wouldn't have a prayer of being nominated by the Democrats these days. He's far too conservative.
Right. Knew too many secrets, you know.
Well, he did know a few secrets. Yes, that's true. He certainly did. By the way, did you know that you can buy the house that Bing Crosby used to own? Out in California, the house where he used to rendezvous with Marilyn Monroe. Did you know that house was for sale?
I did not.
Yeah, for $5 million. For $5 million, yeah.
Wow. Very good. Well, thanks for your show, and I just wanted to share that with you. Thanks.
I appreciate your call, Howie. Thank you. We got Walter over in Inman to give us some thoughts this afternoon on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Walter.
Hello, Jim. you know, everybody seems to be forgetting about one thing that used to be out there was a flat tax.
Yeah, we've never adopted it, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, because when you got paid, your taxes right there, and you didn't get nothing back. That was it.
I think the flat tax is a good idea. Interesting you mentioned that. Just the other night, I was interviewing Steve Forbes about the prospect of a government shutdown, and naturally, of course, we had to bring up the concept of a flat tax, and there's a lot to be said for a flat tax, quite frankly.
Yeah, you do away with all deductions, and, I mean, you know, everything. Across the board, when you get paid, you paid your tax. You don't have to worry about it for the rest of the year. It comes out of everybody's paycheck. There's no IRS. There's no, you know.
Well, you sound like rather than a flat tax, you're talking more about a national sales tax.
No. I mean, when you get paid, your tax that say 5 or 10%, and that's it. Your paycheck is taxed right then. You talking about hurting? You ought to know what you're paying your tax on.
Okay, well, I wasn't aware, I guess, of how simple the flat tax would be in terms of payment. Okay.
You just, you know, don't pay it on once a year. You pay it right then, flat out, what you've earned at a certain percentage. One for you, one for the federal, one for the state. If they got local and city, one for the local and one for the city. You'd see it right then, and you would know what you paid.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that. There's a certain amount of certainty that's attached to that I suspect would be rather encouraging to most people.
Yeah, well, you get right down to it. Once that money comes out of your check, as it is now, you really don't know where it's going. But if you see it coming out of your check, you go, wait a minute, why am I paying so much money? What are they doing? You don't have none of this gasoline tax? You know, they keep adding on to us and everything.
Well, now, of course, mostly proposals for a flat tax do not include getting rid of things like the sales tax. But, I think you may be talking a bit about not a flat tax, but a national sales or value-added tax. Anyway, we're coming up on a break, and we'll come back and take some more calls. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 and at 6:29. Yeah, that's right. 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line, where Charles has picked up his cell phone and uttered these words. Good afternoon, Charles.
Hey, Jimbo, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about these tax returns. You know, if you live from paycheck to paycheck, like I have most of my adult life,
yeah,
you can set a little money aside every week and something comes up, you're raiding the stock drawer, you're going to raid the bank account. But if you have a little extra come out every week that goes into an account that you can't see and you can't touch, that money comes, you know it's coming, and you're expecting it. Well, you can put tires on the car, you can catch up from Christmas, you can go on vacation. I know it's not the best system in the world, but it is one that works.
Well, now, you are speaking in favor of over-withholding and getting refunds?
Absolutely. I use mine to put pipes on my motorcycle just this week. I've already got mine. Done spent it.
Well, I mean, if it's that difficult to manage your money, but again, you're losing money. You're giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan. That money you could have had earning money for you.
Well, if you have it in an account that you can get your hands on, you're not going to get anything out of it. Not
well,
really. I mean, you have to put it in something you can't touch till you retire.
No, you don't have to do that. I mean, that's not a requirement. I mean, you can just put money in a plain old savings account or an IRA. Well, forget the IRA for the tax deductible part, but you could put it in a mutual fund, for example.
Yeah.
And you could do that. I mean, you found a way that you appreciate. I'm just simply saying that you really are losing money. I swear you really are, Charles, honest.
Last year I had to pay, and on top of that, you know, I'm like you, I have to pay somebody to do mine. But, I do better now than I used to. But, But that's just something that people like me, you know, this is what we're used to doing. We're used to having that come. And like I said, you know, I've used it to, well, I need tires. Well, I know this is coming, so I use it and I put tires on the car instead of going buying some used ones, you know. It's just a system, I think, that it's what we're used to doing.
Yeah, I mean, again, I understand that things that are familiar, things that are comfortable are appealing to a lot of people. I guess I would never be able to forget the fact that I'm losing money on the deal, but then again.
Well, I never realized that I was actually losing anything. I thought I was just giving it to them, and then they give it back to me.
But that's it. You gave it to them, and they give it back to you. That money, if you had been sticking that into any kind of interest-bearing account or into a mutual fund or anything like that, you'd have been making money on that money.
Yeah. But when you make $35,000 a year, I make more than that now, but, you know, that little bit of money you put aside, 1% of that, really, does it really amount to anything?
It can. I mean, least it's extra money.
Right.
I mean, it's money you wouldn't have had otherwise. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I think we'll probably agree that it's a good system for the undisciplined.
Okay, I think that that's probably a fair way to put it. Charles, I think that's a very fair way to put it, yeah.
All right, so
all right, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your listenership and your call. And 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line at 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on the Upstate's talk station. Our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line always offers much food for thought. So let's see what folks are texting up about here. Let's see here. Thank you, Big Jim. It's always a pleasure when you host the Bobby Mac Show. Be safe and stay focused. Buckle up and God bless. Well, how kind of you. That's very nice. Appreciate that. Let's see. Another texter says, you are not paying. They are stealing. We need the fair tax, and we need it now. For those who are not familiar with that, again, I have always opposed the term fair tax. It's a national sales tax. Fair tax make it, you know, you might as well call it God's tax or something. I like it. I think that the sales tax is a great idea. I just have a problem calling it the fair tax. Whatever. It's a national sales tax, and I think that it has a great idea. It taxes consumption, for one thing, and that's a good thing. It would tend to push us more in the direction of saving, which would be something that this country needs to do more. So I do favor that. I think it's a great idea, a national sales tax. Now, I do know that in Europe, where they have had these, or as they're called, value-added taxes, you have had some problem with bartering. You'll have like a doctor and a lawyer out on a golf course someplace. And what they'll do is the lawyer will say, you know, I've got this pain in my back. If you could look at it, I'll promise to cut you some slack on some legal issue. And they don't report any of this. Now, that does happen. But I think that that's a relatively minor problem compared with the benefits. I think a national sales tax is a great idea. I really do. I prefer it, frankly, over the concept of a flat tax, actually, which is just an income tax that is non-graduated. You can make arguments in favor of an income tax, but that fact notwithstanding, I like the idea of a national sales tax. I really do. Oh, here we go. We have a limerick alert from Alan R. in Spartanburg. This text line is not easy to read, but I'll see if I can do this credit. Let's see here. It's reported, just sat there with faces contorted. They want to scream as if the socialist dream was the only thing being aborted. Alan always does really funny stuff. Okay, appreciate that. Let's see here. There's no such thing as a fair tax. Tax everyone, even welfare recipients, at a flat 10%. Well, again, a fair tax is just a sales tax. And the texter is in favor of a flat 10%, which is to say an income tax. Okay, there are different approaches here. Another texter says, repeal the 16th Amendment. That's what allows a federal income tax in the first place. So, whatever. Another texter, join a credit union. All I have is a car loan at a credit union, and I still get paid a little extra. I plan on switching all my banking there. Okay. Each of us has different ways that we go about this sort of thing, and I would agree. Let's see. Hey, Jimbo, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would be cute and sweet when she speaks if she were 9 years old and on Steve Harvey's Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But at a 30-year-old woman in Congress, not so much. LOL, Jeff. Yeah. Well, hey, being a sweet little Latina is how she got elected in the first place, okay? She's a fresh face, a non-politician. That's not always such a great thing, is it, folks? And of course, very radical. But having the Latino name, that carried a lot of weight, I think, in that district. Joe Crowley, who was a veteran Democratic politician, obviously by the name not Hispanic. Crowley was considered probably in line to become the successor to Nancy Pelosi someday. Big-time Democratic politician, big name recognition in his district, big money for winning re-election, and she cleaned his clock. And that's what that one race has Democrats running scared everywhere. They're frightened to death of their left wing. Dianne Feinstein in California did not face a Republican last November. She faced another Democrat because of California's weird primary law. And the Democrat ran to her left. That is, he accused her of being a little too conservative. Yeah, that's pretty weird, but that's what happened. That's what Democrats are doing. That's why people who used to vote for walls now can't stand the thought of them. They're afraid they're all going to be Cortez'd, okay? I'll grant you that's cowardly. They should stand up for what they know is right, but they're not about to do that. That's what's happening. The Democratic left, the tail that's wagging the dog. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 6:45. All righty there, boys and girls. 11 minutes before 7 o'clock, and we just got about things wrapped up here, I would dare say. But looking back on the day that was, and the president signed a bill with some problems in it. I cited the one example of the tidal wave of amnesty. There are other bad things in it. The president signed it. It's a fait accompli. We live with it for the moment. And there will be no shutdown, so that fallout will not fall onto the president or Republicans in general. But the course that he has chosen, the national emergency course, is fraught with difficulties. He will be fought tooth and nail all the way. The best things about what he's done is he's not using the National Emergency Act of 1976, which allows for a congressional veto. I think he'll probably go other routes, like the ones we outlined earlier today. There are ways to go here that will not push the president into that particular corner. The courts are going to be a problem, even though there are liberal groups out there in the law who say that there are so many laws that allow a president to work through emergency declarations that at least four of them will let him proceed. I think that probably he'll face some setbacks at the U.S. District Court level. Certainly if these go through the Ninth Circuit, Katie bar the door. But I think that ultimately it'll make it to the Supreme Court. I believe that the president's use of emergency powers will be upheld. Again, these laws do not define emergencies. So a judge can't just step in. You've got to give a judge something to interpret. They just can't make it up as they go along. They will try, but they cannot just make it up as they go along. And that, I think, is probably the saving grace, is the president is declaring an emergency, which he documented very well. He documented it very well. And where the law does not otherwise define an emergency, it's not up to the courts to jump in and to decide that for him. if they do that, then we are talking about some judges who genuinely need to be impeached, and I'm very serious about that, impeached and convicted. Judges can be impeached, too, and have been, and in some cases convicted and removed from office. A judge that steps that far outside the boundaries of what a court can actually do, well, they need to be removed from office. So, a perilous course. I will predict that the president will ultimately prevail. In the meantime, it's good fun to be able to fill in for Bobby Mack here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and we'll do it again on Monday, President's Day. In the meantime, we will wrap up the Bobby Mack Show as is done every Friday, and I would hope that all of you keep in mind the fact that we will have some thoughts about the President's Day that I think that maybe you haven't thought a great deal about. President's Day is one of those days, of course, it's a combination, let's not forget, of Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday. Lincoln was born on February 12th, for those who don't know, which was, of course, last Tuesday. And Washington, born on February 22nd, which is a week from today. And so we have President's Day, a day on which no president whatsoever was born. We'll take a look at that notion. It's become a holiday of some note just because it's an extra day off, the three-day weekend. And in that regard, therefore, you know, nobody's going to look a gift horse in the mouth, I suppose. Anyway, it'll be fun, and we'll talk some things about President's Day and the whole concept of these make-believe holidays. I mean, how far are we probably from not having the 4th of July, but maybe simply the first Monday in July? I can see that happening very easily. I can see it happening. Heading over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Referring to my comments about Alexandria Ocasio-Brainiac, as I call her, or Cortez. She needs limitless, it says, for sure. What she needs is to be held accountable. I have no problem with Alexandria. It's the Democrats that have a problem. I am happy for her to be the face of the Democratic Party. I like that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Keep talking, lady. Keep opening your big, fat yap and be the face. Bless her heart, Nancy Pelosi. When they first announced that that Green New Deal, and Pelosi, who, of course, had been having to go out and go after that that Michigan congresswoman, the Muslim woman who was slandering Jews everywhere, and she had to correct that. I mean, she's like running a daycare center here. And she looked at the people at the Green New Deal, and Pelosi said she applauded their enthusiasm. Yes, she did. Oh, they need adult supervision, and it says a lot about the Democrats, I guess, that Nancy Pelosi is as close as they get to adult supervision, okay? But that's going to be a problem for them. There are a lot of ways the Democrats can win in 2020, frankly, but they seem to be finding every way they can to keep the Republicans in the game. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, oh, thank you. She is the gift that keeps on giving. This is Jimbo for Bobby Mack. We'll wrap up our Friday in the traditional manner. Have a great weekend, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.